Okay, here we are. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Advanced Operating Systems lecture in the summer term 21. My name is Robert Kaiser. You probably remember me from various lectures in the bachelor's degrees courses. So here's a short introduction into this lecture. I'm showing a picture of a mainframe so you know what a mainframe looks like. This has been mentioned in operating systems several times, and nobody really knows what they look like, but otherwise it doesn't have any relation to this lecture at all. So what is this lecture about? The three major goals are to give you a hands-on experience with working in the area of operating systems research, so to give you practical insights in the design and the implementation of real operating systems, how are they built internally, and we do this by building on a state-of-the-art, formally verified microkernel, SEL4. This is the kernel designed by Gernot Heiser and Kevin Elphinstone at the University of New South Wales in Sydney. This kernel is the very first formally verified kernel, as it says here, so it has been mathematically proven correct. This is the big selling point for this microkernel, but anyway, in this particular lecture, this doesn't play a major role, but still it's interesting to work with such a project. For us, this kernel mainly keeps us away from the nitty-gritty details of hardware, the underlying hardware, so it offers a limited amount of abstractions of the hardware, so like we don't have to program page tables directly, but we also need an understanding how they work or how they look like internally. But anyway, and also Gernot will tell you in this first lecture that abstraction is not the major goal of this kernel, but anyway, it still keeps you away from certain details that are not really fun in programming. Okay, the whole course is modeled after the course of the same title by Gernot Heiser and Kevin Elphinstone at the University of New South Wales. So I'm using their lecture slides mostly. We're using, as I said, SEL4 microkernel for the low-level infrastructure, and we build operating system services on top of that. Also, the website that I'm showing you contains a lot of links to various important publications in the area of operating systems design. And I would like to discuss them, or you would like you to study them along the way. So this should give you also an insight into the proceedings of research in the area of operating systems that is going on, or has been going on in the past 20 years. Good. For the practical work, as I told you already in the introduction, we are setting out to implement a simple operating system called SOS on top of that microkernel SEL4. And we do this in a total of 8 steps, which are identical to the 8-step milestones that the UNSW is specifying. It starts off with a simple familiarization to get used to how to use the Git environment and the source code, etc. Get used to it and get a simple application running, which is basically already done, but you only need to get it running, get the cross tool chain running, etc. Then the next step is the timer driver. So a driver for a piece of hardware which sends you an interrupt, or sends our system an interrupt in a certain amount of time, and allows us to measure time and also to trigger actions after predefined intervals of time. Then the system call interface, so how to invoke the services provided by our to-be-designed kernel operating system, and virtual memory management. So you know about paging, and in theory from the operating systems lecture in the bachelor's course, you know in theory how virtual memory management could work, but here we'll see how to get it working really in practical. Then implementing a simple file system, demand paging. So the file system will be a network-based file system, and there's a lot of code already done. So we only implement the system calls or the services that are required to implement the file system. that will allow us to load like executable programs, etc., from the file system. And demand paging, paging out, paging in pages, and process management, and finally documentation and files. The main website is shown here. This has all the slides, and also I'm putting the audios of the lectures there. The videos will be provided in the Amigo platform. You'll find links to that on the website listed here. For working for the practical part, you will have access to a Git repository. There will be a Git repository to start off, to have a sample project for this very first milestone here, the familiarization milestone. You will get a predefined Git repository. And then we will get organized in groups of ideally two persons, which work together. And each of that group, each of those groups will have their own sub-repository where they can do the ongoing work in the building of the SOS operating system. Also, you will have access to a wiki, which is already there and already contains a lot of information. And my wish for you would be to read it and also to feed it. So we'll have the opportunity to put any things that you figure out and you find out, etc. Can you you can add it to the wiki. And this way, this wiki has been evolved into a small database of information. And also available for you to use, and you should also add your own findings into this wiki. Therefore, you will need access to that. You will receive bonus points, bonus marks for adding work to the wiki. So in addition to the marks that you get for the practical work, bonus marks can be achieved by adding content to the wiki. The hardware that we will be using is the Odroid C2 kit, which I will distribute to each of you later on. The Odroid C2 is a small computer, a bit similar to a Raspberry Pi that you probably are familiar with. So it's also an ARM platform, but in contrast to the Raspberry Pi, it's a bit more higher performance, and it is already a 64-bit architecture. And each student, as we have to do things at home, unfortunately, due to the corona situation, so each student will get their own kit of this kind. So you can do all the development work at home. You need a PC there, and you will connect that OC2 kit to your network and then interact with that. Okay. Yeah, so formalities. This module is examination is of the form practical work and technical discussions, so in German praktische Tätigkeit und Fachgespräch. That means please register as soon as possible. The deadline, as far as I remember, is the 3rd of May, so pretty soon, and it's always not a good idea to wait until the last minute, so ideally you should register right now or maybe in the next days. Also, because of the special situation we are in this year again, the coronavirus, you need to sign this form that I'm indicating there, Antritt zur Prüfung in einer Lehrveranstaltung, also as soon as possible. Send them to me. So you download them, fill them in, and assign them by yourself, and send a scan to me. I collect these forms and send them to the office. You will get marks, as I said, for reaching milestones. I'm showing you milestones in one of the next slides. Your documentation that you provide in the end, also for writing wiki articles, as I said, and a technical discussion taking place at the end of the course. So this is basically an oral exam, right? All right. This is an announcement pretty early, actually. If you don't, in case you are looking for something to do next winter, My plan is to have another technical seminar on advanced operating systems. In that seminar, you will be involved in writing a scientific paper, ideally. So that's my plan, and to run a real workshop. And you will be also part of the program committee. Last semester I did this in a different form. I had the opportunity to be on the board of reviewers for the ARTAS workshop, which will be taking place pretty soon now. And that gave me the opportunity to transform this into something like a committee, a shadow committee for the ARTAS publications, which also was an interesting experience, I suppose, for the students taking part in that. I've already applied for doing this again in the next winter, so if I get another assignment of this kind, I will also again possibly change this into a Fachseminar again, but again you will be then working as a program committee member, which is also an interesting thing. But that is already that has to be decided. So this is my fallback plan to run our own workshop, and if I get the chance to do another program committee involvement, then I will change this something like what we did in the last winter semester. All right. So that's it. I suspect that we should now start with the lecture. ODOHEC 2 kits I plan to give out on Monday afternoon, but I'll tell you a bit more about that pretty soon.